I'm Madeline Brand, and this is Day to Day. There may be no bigger trendsetter for kids than the cable network Nickelodeon. It's the number one rated channel for children under 12. But its newest series, Zoey 101, is the beginning of what TV critic Andrew Wallenstein hopes can only be a short-lived fad.
It's like pop stars keep multiplying. Jessica Simpson begat Ashley Simpson. Then there's Ben and Casey Affleck, Hillary and Haley Duff. These days, the very definition of superstar status is the ability to turn a family member into a star as well. Now the phenomenon has taken hold at Nickelodeon. Take, for example, two of the series the network introduced last year. One had veteran rapper Master P playing second banana to his own 13-year-old son, Little Romeo. The other is called Unfabulous, starring another 13-year-old named Emma Roberts. You probably know of Emma's aunt, Hollywood's reigning female star, Julia Roberts. But here's the problem. Making stars out of too many celebrity kin sends kids the wrong message. Just look at Nickelodeon's newest series called Zoey 101. It stars 13-year-old Jamie Lynn Spears. That's Spears as in Britney, as if you had to ask. Britney's younger sister stars as the most outspoken member of a pack of girls admitted into a formerly all-boys academy. If you're expecting something like female cadet Shannon Faulkner breaking the gender barrier at the Citadel, this ain't it.
We better pull over, gotta pee.
Come on, Dustin, can't you wait? I wanna get there.
Zoe, calm down. I've never seen you so excited to go to school before.
Cause I never went to school with cool dorm rooms and swimming pools and a beach across the street.
You know, they also have some of the best teachers in the country.
Yeah, whatever. Ooh, turn, turn!
So we!
The point isn't that Spears is bad. She's actually something of a Nickelodeon veteran, having spent several years in the cast of a really terrific sketch comedy show on the network called All That. But dipping into the celebrity gene pool yet again hopelessly confuses talent with fame, even though the two aren't mutually exclusive. What the channel's casting should really be inspiring is belief in oneself. Not all of Nickelodeon's programs suffer from this malady. A screwball comedy called Ned's Declassified School Survival Guide is probably the best new series the network has had in a while. The star is a bright, funny kid named Devin Werkheiser, which isn't a name you've heard elsewhere. He plays a junior high school misfit who can't get through a day without offering friends a few words of wisdom.
No class is ever full. It just reaches capacity. And to get in, all you need is teacher approval. And a decent speech. We got lost in a sea of electives and followed our stomachs, not our hearts. Cooking class is not our passion, it's wood shop. We love wood, ash, balsa, cedar, drift!
Oh yeah?
You know, maybe I'm naive in thinking talent alone will make you a star. Maybe kids today should see the cold hard reality that in Hollywood, it's not what you know but who you know that helps you get ahead. It would just be nice if we could shield kids a little longer from that harsh truth.
Day-to-day TV critic Andrew Wallenstein covers television for The Hollywood Reporter. The show Zoey 101 premieres this Sunday on Nickelodeon.